All righty.
Always love speaking with Todd Flood. Of course, he is the managing partner, founder of Flood Law, PLLC. He's also the host of Behind the Bench with Todd Flood on WJR, an excellent program he does. And we obviously have him here to talk about the Supreme Court decisions, some very big ones. And I always am looking forward to his opinion on these sorts of things from his legal background. But you know what I really want to talk to you about, Todd? Something that I couldn't talk to anybody else about right now, and that is you got to caddy. You got to caddy in the Rocket Classic last week. How cool is that?
I got to tell you, Paul W., it was a extraordinary experience. I was humbled by the whole thing, carrying the bag for Joe Hooks, who won the Shipman tournament here last weekend, shooting 10 under par amongst some insane great talent. And then to step into the ropes to carry the bag and be a coach, to give encouragement to such a great young man, he humbled me. I will tell you, you know, these guys and ladies put in so much work, so much dedication up at the crack of dawn, going at it, and then from there staying until, you know, you can't see sometimes out in the range. The work ethic and the devotion both the caddies and the players put in, to me, was it's just amazing. And the psychology that goes into if life's a game of inches, golf's a game of centimeters, because there's so many things you got to think about that come into play in making decisions. And one thing I learned significantly in the tournament was being committed. When you're over a shot, you can't have second guesses. You got to be committed. And, whether it's a good, bad, not well executed shot, whatever the case may be, you have to be committed to the shot that you're pulling off. And how apropos is that in life, being committed to moving forward, learning. There's just so much I took from that tournament. And Detroit, I will tell you, it was to be amongst thousands and thousands of fans coming up the 18th green or on the 14th green or fairway. Detroit was epic. The fans were amazing. The people were great. We really showcased our city, our state. We're the only one of very few that have an inner city tournament, right?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I can't say enough about the PGA, Dan Gilbert, and Jay Monahan, what those guys, what their teams have done for our city. It's just amazing to me. So I will say this. I was humbled by Joe, and it was a true privilege.
If you wonder what we're talking about, it's Todd Flood. You know the voice. And we're not talking law. We're talking about the opportunity Todd had to caddy for Detroit native Joe Hooks at the Rocket Classic. And you just heard him, and he's still thrilled. And what an experience. Our son, Jamie Geisinger, is a professional golfer, and we know how important a caddy is. You're a Sherpa. You're a psychologist. You're a fan, a cheerleader, a confidant. You're all of those things, and you're in that game as much as the player is, offering your advice and your perspective. So it's a big deal.
It was a big deal, and I took it very seriously. I worked the course. I've been a member there for, I don't know, too many years, 27 years, but it's been just one of those situations where everything you just said is summed up, because Joe would be asking me, what do you think? Where's the wind coming from? Do I hit this, chippy, or do I hit it soft? Do I go at it? Do I have to have more spin on it? Whatever the case may be, and all of that is being digested within seconds. And,
real time.
The thing about it, so it's amazing to me, and to watch and listen to. I mean, I'm standing around Colin Morikawa or Max Homa or Ricky Fowler and listening and learning from them and their caddies and their coaches and their psychiatrists that were around. It's a big deal. And
all right.
Yeah.
All right. I'm glad.
But after the law.
Well, yeah, we don't have a lot of time, but sum it up in your view as a learned attorney. Big surprises, no surprises, good news, bad news with the Supreme Court.
I think it's not a surprise, and I think everybody that is interested in the law or the how things work should read Donald Trump v. CASA. I think it's actually a solid opinion. And, there's a way around this opinion, but that's talking about permanent injunctions. Our district court over here can't give a permanent injunction if Bill or Don or someone came in and sued. They can't give a permanent injunction for the country. Now, if it was a class action, yeah, there's a little carve out there, a class action may. But this is it's a fascinating opinion. The other case that took place was Muhammad v. Taylor, and that deals with the teachings of the LGBTQ community and whether or not you can be forced to be into religious type of classes and education. And that also won for the state in that case.
And for parental
and for
rights.
The individual.
Historic
yeah, yeah.
For parental rights.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But those two cases, CASA deals with, the injunction of whether or not if you have a child and you're an illegal citizen in this state, or you're not, your father is not a citizen of this state, and you have the mother has a child. The question is whether or not you had automatic birthright. So they stopped the district court from being able to put an injunction on that question, on that sole issue, not the merits of whether or not it'll win on the underlying case, but on that issue, the Supreme Court said you can't, district court over here in Detroit, you can't put an injunction to stop this act for the whole country. We're not going to address the merits. That's going to be another case and another time. So I if you read those opinions, I urge everybody to read those opinions, even if it's a cure for insomnia for you. Because it really gives some highlights of how, the rationale, instead of having a knee-jerk reaction one way or the other, it really gives, I think, some sound basis in the
Very
law
good.
And foundation,
yep.
which you have.
Excellent. Good summary. Todd Flood, managing partner, Flood Law, PLLC, host of Behind the Bench with Todd Flood on WJR. We'll talk again soon, Todd.
Thanks, Paul W. Be well, my friend.
12:30 at WJR.